you're tuning in for the first time, welcome. I'm Anna.
I'm Caitlin.
And I'm McKenna.
And you're listening to Everything But the Kitchen Sink. This is the radio show that talks about anything and everything once a week for an hour and a half on WHJE 91.3. Every week we pick a theme randomly out of a bag and talk about it. And this week our theme is...
Body modifications.
Body mods is...
As the kids say. The research for this show led to some pretty gross images.
Here on Everything But the Kitchen Sink, we like to play games.
We're going to play a game called the Whisper Challenge. Someone's going to put on a pair of headphones, and they're going to listen to music, and they're going to listen to the music really loud. And we are going to be listening to Midnight Memories by One Direction as our, you know, music of choice. Someone's going to put the headphones on shuffle, and then the other two people are going to say a sentence, and they have to guess what they're saying.
So, by reading their lips. Can you hear us?
Can you hear us?
She's just looking at us.
Okay, so the sentence we're going to do is about body modifications, and we should probably say Anna has a tattoo.
Okay.
All right?
Because that's true.
That's true, and it's nice and easy. Okay. I'm going to go. Ready? Anna.
A.
Anna.
A.
Anna.
Eight.
Anna. Anna
has
a
tattoo.
Good job.
Okay, to mix tattoo color, this one's a little gross, a little on the grosser side. Urine was sometimes used.
Back in the day?
In the day.
Oh,
yuck.
Yeah. All right.
Then you'd have urine permanently in your skin?
Yeah, that's really gross.
That's even grosser, yeah. Somebody else's. Wouldn't be that weird if it was yours. It would be kind of weird.
It would be definitely weird.
But it would be weirder if it was somebody else's.
The most tattooed in the world. He's from Scotland, and he's 100% tattooed.
Like, all over his body?
Well, like 99.9% of it, but...
Okay.
I round it up to 100% tattooed.
His name is Lucky Rich... And it's 100%.
Well, he got it in 2006.
Oh, this is another guy, though. This guy's from Australia.
But how could you beat 100% tattooed?
Oh, beats me. My goodness. But this lucky rich guy?
It's insane. I guess to beat him, you'd have to get yourself 100% tattooed and then tattoo the inside of your eyes.
Oh, he has a really cool tattoo that says karma.
His teeth are metallic. But imagine having tattoos everywhere. Like... There are some places where you just shouldn't put a needle.
That is very true. And it must have hurt.
Yeah, that would hurt.
You know, like the pain
Like your
places.
Armpit? Yeah. You shouldn't put a needle on your armpit?
Yeah. Oh, my God. The bottom of your foot?
Inside of your nose? You get that tattooed.
He might have it.
Inside of your mouth, maybe?
Yeah,
I don't want to think about it. I know people who do the inside of your mouth.
But, well, I mean, you can. You can do your lips and everything, but they, like, bleed.
Yeah.
So.
Icky. The history of tattoos dates back at least 8,000 years ago, as seen by mummies, which show the universalness and truth behind body modifications being there forever. People have started to take ownership of the status or history, such as people who survive Auschwitz. Some people have their relatives' number tattooed on their arms from the concentration camps as a tribute. Also, the criminals and outlaws of Japan, where tattoos were eventually outlawed from the mid-19th century until after World War II. Isn't that crazy? Added decoration to their tattoos with designs borrowed from woodblock prints and popular literature and mythical spiritual symbols, such as the Yakuza gangs viewed their outsider tattoos as signs of lifelong loyalty and courage because they did last forever and it really hurt to get them done. From the Maori, their tattoos were a mainstream tradition. And if you shielded away from the pain of the chiseling of the tattoos, the unfinished tattoo symbolized your cowardliness.
Ooh. It's kind of like a permanent, like, burn.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, it makes sense how these are used in culture. But today, your tattoo artist will probably use a tattoo machine based on the one patented by Samuel O'Reilly back in 1891. And this machine was based on Thomas Edison's stencil machine from 1876.
So, We're going to talk about Kylie's pregnancy. Back in 2017 is when the baby news first broke, and it was very literally blowing up the internet. The internet was nonstop posting, tweeting, Snapchatting about her baby news, and it all started with a birthday Insta post for her BFF, Jordan Woods. The picture showed that Jenner had put on some weight, and it kind of just spiraled from there. So is it true that Kylie is really pregnant, or has social media turned into a frenzy and blown the situation entirely out of proportion? Here are the top 10 things we know about Kylie Jenner's pregnancy. So number one, Kylie Jenner told her friends her big news at a music festival. So the happy duo, being Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott, have only been together for about 5 months before baby news broke, but their romance has certainly been whirlwind. Kylie is said to be four months long at the time, she told her friends, and has started to show early signs of a bump. Travis and Kylie also have matching butterfly tattoos on their ankles, and they're inseparable. And there's a rumor that actually started a couple weeks ago, I think, that they are separated, but neither Jenner or Scott have said anything about this, nor have any of their friends. So I guess that's up to the imagination. Number two, they are having a girl. Kylie seemingly planned to keep the news under wraps for a bit longer, but at the music festival where she told her friend she was expecting, she was sipping on water and it tasted what she called easy. And I guess she confided in her closest friends that she was having a girl. The sun just keeps burning. Our actions speak louder than words. We're trying, rearranging, try to keep changing. Our world's views, the peaks, the troughs, the values laid off. Our news ain't news, it reflects our world's views, the peaks, the troughs, the values laid off.